You could go to EugeneMarathon.com. The 2018 race is, well, we're almost into March, so if I would have said next month on a technicality, I would have been wrong, but it's like in baseball, they have the neighborhood play. We welcome in to chat about this, the Eugene Marathon Assistant Race Director, Ian Dobson. Ian, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, your involvement in the Eugene Marathon dates to when?
My involvement dates to 2014, which was the first year that I was involved. It was in the summer that year, and I've had kind of one foot in the door through my work at Tracktown USA for the last 2 years, and now I'm on full-time, and I'm loving it.
And one of the things that had surfaced, I mean, ever since this race was born, you know, you figure in a community like this, it'll spread like wildfire, it'll be big here, but how the tentacles have spread. So is this going to be the first time that all 50 states of the union will be represented?
No, it's not, actually. I think we've had all 50 states represented almost every single year, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is amazing. We did just last week, though, we got our last 50th state. Somebody from Wyoming signed up, so we're super happy about that. I think this might be the earliest that we've ever had people from all 50 states, but I think it speaks to really the attraction of running in Eugene, that it really is never much of a challenge to get people from all 50 states.
And once, you know, word got out and this went from being a kind of a cool little local idea to, you know, kind of part of the heartbeat of the runners in this community. How about internationally? What countries will be represented coming here? And do any strike you as, you know, kind of unique that you generally don't see?
Well, no. So we've got, right now we have a whole bunch of runners from Canada, not surprisingly. And Germany, we have one really great Ethiopian runner. He's actually the second fastest performer ever on our course, Teklu Deneke. He's coming back. So we have, I think, runners from Mexico and Singapore as well. So we're really starting to get, you know, sort of international here. But we would expect more as they come on. Last year, we had 18 different countries represented. I can't name those all off the top of my head, but I think we should have pretty significant international participation.
Now, one of the upgrades was this went from the race to a weekend. You know, it's just the way it's grown has been actually spectacular. So it's the 12th year of having Eugene Marathon Weekend. What about the entirety of the weekend, and what can folks expect?
Well, it's a great question. There's something for everybody. That's our intention, is to make this a big family affair. So Marathon Weekend is April 27th, 28th, and 29th. The 27th and 28th, we have a few things. We have our Health and Fitness Expo, where all participants will go to check in, get their bibs, and all that. On Saturday morning, the 28th, we have two races, really family-focused. We have at 8 a.m., the kids' one-kilometer duck dash. Puddle to Duck will be out there, our own Flapjack and Flap Jill pancakes. And then right after that is the Run Tracktown 5K. So we have the shorter races on Saturday morning, and then Sunday morning, starting at 7 a.m., we have the full marathon and half marathon.
Now, for folks that, you know, get wind of this, and, you know, the weather's kind of crappy now, but they're thinking, man, it would be awesome to be able to get into shape and take part in this terrific event. But, you know, maybe for those who might not want to do this undertaking on their own, there are local training groups and clubs where maybe folks can hook on with?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a whole section on our website, actually, at EugeneMarathon.com, about local training programs, local training opportunities and resources. One that I will sort of self-servingly highlight is on Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning at Hayward Field, now until the marathon, 8 a.m., we have a free community fitness and training program. I'm coaching it along with my former coach and the Olympic coach, Lynn Lanana. So he and I are teaming up. We've done that for the last 2 years, and it's been super successful. We had 180 people out there a couple weeks ago on a Sunday morning. So you want to meet people, get part of, get in with something that's got some great group energy, Tracktown Fitness every Sunday morning is a pretty good option. But there's a whole bunch of others too, so check out the website for other options.
We're talking with Ian Dobson of the Eugene Marathon, and it seems like each year you guys come up with something new and a fresh idea. So what about this program that allows people to run for free but raise some dough for local charities?
Yeah, it's a program we're really excited about. It's literally called Run for Free. You can go on our website. There's a Get Involved tab and then a button that says Run for Free. And it allows you to select one of our sort of partner charities locally. And just like it sounds, you run for free. You do commit to a fundraising minimum, but it's a very achievable minimum. Those charities are set up to help support you through that fundraising. And so it's really a great way for people to add some meaning, some real local impact to their own training and racing.
Now, one thing, you know, obviously the event, the weekend, everybody participating, and, you know, folks can raise money. But, you know, you're also going to draw your cutthroat competitors, and there's always some real top flight talent. So as far as the men and women who are running in the full marathon, what kind of elite runners do you expect to have here?
On the men's side, as I mentioned, we have gentleman Teklu Deneke from Ethiopia. He trains in Flagstaff, Arizona, and like I said, he has the second fastest time ever on our course, and he's planning to come back. So he's really a clear favorite right now on the men's side. The women's race should be really interesting. We have right now about a dozen women who are all looking to get the 2020 Olympic Trials Marathon qualifying time. So that time is 2:45, and so there's going to really, I think, be a great group of women working together at the front of the race till probably about 20 miles, at which time it'll turn into a real race. So I think on the men's side, we can look forward to a really fast time, and on the women's side, we can look forward to a really close race.
And obviously, to put on an event of this magnitude, you need folks to help you out. What does it take for folks to, you know, become volunteers for the 2018 marathon?
Again, I'm going to direct people to the website where we have a whole section for volunteers. Click Get Involved, and there's a bunch of information about all the different volunteer roles, just like it says on all of our posters and everything. Run, cheer, volunteer. We want people to be involved in any capacity. So that could be from holding a stop sign at one of our intersections to filling up water cups for people, or just standing out there and bringing some energy to the people as they're getting tired. So there's really a whole bunch of different ways that people get involved, and we hope everybody will.
And lastly, as far as people who want to register to run in, whether it's the Duck Dash, the half marathon, the full marathon, the 5K, now here we are pretty much 2 months out. I mean, timeline-wise, how long do they have? Are there benefits to signing up early? All that kind of stuff.
There are benefits to signing up early. We have a price increase on March 15th, so that gives people about 2 more weeks here before the price goes up. But the reality is people can sign up all the way until the expo. Online registration closes a week before the event, but at the Health and Fitness Expo on Friday and Saturday, people can still register. I think we're coming in, kind of closing in on the timeline for people to start training for a half marathon or marathon, but again, that's why we offer the 5K and the 1K Kids Dash, because we really want everybody to be involved, whether they've been training for months or not. There's a spot for you.
All right. He is Ian Dobson, the Eugene Marathon Assistant Race Director. Again, hit up the website, EugeneMarathon.com. Learn about the races, the weekend, get involved as a volunteer. Ian, good catching up, and best of luck and continued success with this amazing event.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take it easy.